Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we will be studying Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Yud Tes, the 19th Perek. Let's recall that we're working through the very challenging prophecies regarding the other nations, known as the Masa'ot Amim, within Yeshayahu. And last Perek, in Perek Yud Ches, we had a brief interlude where we had that very curious Perek, which dealt with the Eretz Tzilzal Knafayim, the land of birds or the land of boats, and the very messianic imagery that came with that. Today, our perek is going to be focused on the nation of Mitzrayim, Mas'a Mitzrayim. This is going to be a heavy prophecy regarding Egypt, and the prophecies of Egypt are going to continue on into the next perek as well. So Yud Tes and Chaf both deal with Egypt. Now, what's unique about the Masa of Mitzrayim as opposed to the Masa of any other nation is that by the end of this perek, Mitzrayim is going to do Teshuvah. And we're going to have to talk about that, because unlike the other people that we hear, they're going to be destroyed and wiped out and they're going to be totally removed from the world, Mitzrayim is not. Mitzrayim is going to become a partner with us in serving Hashem. So we'll take a look at that soon. But first, we need to look at what Hashem is going to do to Mitzrayim in order to bring them to do Teshuvah. Pasuk Aleph tells us, Masa Mitzrayim, this is a vision regarding Mitzrayim. Hina Hashem rochev al avkal. Hashem is riding upon a light cloud, Uba Mitzrayim, and he comes to Egypt, V'na'u alilei Mitzrayim mipanav, and all the gods and the idols of Egypt are going to run away in fear of Hashem. Ulevav Mitzrayim yimas bekirbo, and the heart of Egypt is going to melt from inside of him. Rashi points out that the way that Egypt is punished here is described in a very similar way to how it is described in the book of Shmos by the 10 plagues. As we know, in Shmos Yod Beis, it describes Hashem coming down to wipe out the people of Mitzrayim. And it says, Va'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh, in Makas Bechoros, I will pass through Egypt on that night, for he casey called Bechor be'eretz Mitzrayim, and I'll wipe out all the firstborns. And Rashi says that God uses the same imagery that he used to describe what he did to Egypt in Shmos over here, because it's a continuation of the same idea of Hashem punishing Egypt. And as with all Nevuahs in Yeshayahu that we've seen so far, there is some sort of ambiguity about when this will happen. Some people believe that this is in the distant future, in the time of Mashiach, but most largely read this, like Rashi and others, that this is talking about Sancheirev coming to destroy Mitzrayim, which he does just before he goes up to Yehuda and tries to wipe out the Shevet of Yehuda. But even though it's Sancheirev, we know that Sancheirev is just a messenger, and ultimately it's Hashem who's causing the destruction. And Pasuk Beis tells us, V'sichsachti Mitzrayim b'Mitzrayim. I will incite one Egypt onto an Egyptian, onto another. V'nil chamu ish ba'achiv, and they will fight against each other. V'ish b'ra'ehu, ir ba'ir, and each city will compete against each other. U'mamlacha b'mamlacha, and each kingdom within Egypt will fight against each other. The Malbim points out that the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring Egypt to its knees is to start the rife and the argument from within. When there's internal chaos, discord between siblings, between families, between communities, between cities, and finally between entire regions, that's how Egypt will be brought to its knees, with hatred radiating outwards. This perek talks about Egypt being destroyed in two manners. The one theme is the theme of wisdom. We know that Egypt is known for its wise people throughout the stories with Moshe Rabbeinu. They were the Chartumim, the magicians, they were astrologers. They were all sorts of important people of wisdom. And so their punishment is going to be that they're going to lose wisdom. And we begin to see this in Pasuk Gimel when it tells us, V'navka ruach Mitzrayim bekirbo, v'atzato avaleya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will empty out the wisdom of Mitzrayim from it and swallow up its knowledge. V'darshu es ha'elilim v'es ha'itim v'el ha'avos v'el ha'yedonim. They're going to go and pursue all of their different forms of idol worship, but they're not going to be able to get answers to what's happening. And Yeshayahu mocks the Pharaoh of the time for relying on his wise people. As we see in Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, Ach Ivalim, Sarev, and Tzoan. Tzoan was one of the big major cities of Egypt. And he says, the officers of Tzoan are fools. Chochma yo'atei paro, etza niv'ara. The wise people who are giving advice to paro are giving him bad advice. Ech tomra paro ben chachamimani. How could you possibly say about paro that he is wise? Ben malche kedem, the son of kings of old. When the advice being given to him is that he will win and he's dying and he's losing, when the advice being given to him fails, then how can you say that he is truly a wise man with wise advisors? And again, he mocks them and he says, Ayam efo chachmecha v'yagidu nalach. Where are your clever people? Let them tell you what's happening now to you. V'yedu ma ya'atz Hashem tzvakos al Mitzrayim. Let them tell you what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has planned for these people of Mitzrayim. No'alu sarei Tzoan. The officers of Tzoan are fools. Nas'u sarei Nof. The officers of Nof are confused. The Radak points out, all these people are promising Egypt and promising Paro that he will be eternal, but he's not. And that is, again, the dissolving of their wisdom, because it's something which is based on falsehood. And while Egyptian prophets and wise people are proving to be pointless, Egypt is suffering on the other front. They're being destroyed by Assyria in terms of their economy. And we know that the Egyptian economy is built on the Nile River. And so we're going to see a running theme, no pun intended, in this perek is the destruction of water. Let's take a look. Pasuk Dalad tells us, V'sicharti et Mitzrayim b'yad adonim kasher. I will put the Egyptians in the hand of a harsh master. And who is this harsh master? The Mefarshim will explain. This is a reference to the king of Ashur. The Syrian king is going to take the people. And what will he do? V'nashtu mayim mehayam. Hashem will dry up the water from the sea. V'nahar yecherav v'yavesh. And the river, meaning the Nile, will dry up. We know that if there's no water in the Nile, what's going to happen is that there will be Pasuk Vav. All the rivers will go bad. They're going to like start rotting from being dried up. And the canals that get their water from the rivers will also be cut off. And all the reeds and all the rushes will be cut off. Egypt is a land which relies on the Nile because the Nile overflows and provides water to all the fields surrounding. And if there's no water coming down, if there's no water in the Nile, then there's no food to eat, there's no produce. And there are two ways of understanding this. Either this is meant to be taken literally, and Hashem is describing how he is going to cause the water to dry up and people will starve. Or maybe it's a mashal to talk about how the very essence of Egypt, the very pride and core of Egypt is going to be brought down. And that is symbolized by the destruction of the Ya'or. And Pasuk Zayin describes this very, very clearly. It says, Arot al Ya'or al pi Ya'or. All the plants that are by the Ya'or, the ones that are at the banks, v'kol mizra Ya'or, yivash nidaf enenu, and all the things that rely on the Ya'or, on the Nile River to get their food, will dry up. But as they dry up, it's not just that there's no produce in the fields, but pasuk ches, v'anu hadayagim v'avlu kol mashlichei or chaka. The fishermen will mourn, and all who send out their fishing rods into the river will be sad, and they'll cry. And those who set out a net onto the water will also cry out. The Malbim points out that this goes from worse to worse, because the final stage is someone who casts out a net onto the water. Because when there's very few fish, so you won't catch a fish with your fishing line, but you will still be able to catch something in your net. If you're putting out a net and nothing comes back, that's a sign of absolute destruction. There is nothing to eat. And if the fishing rods and the fishing nets are not getting us fish, then Pasuk Tes tells us, Uvoshu of de pishtib, trikot, v'orgim chorai. All those who work with flax to make fishing nets out of those flax will be ashamed. Why they're ashamed? Because they have no work. In other words, the Radak explains what this means is that there's going to be an entire breakdown of the economy. Everything is going to have a ripple effect, again, no pun intended, and that means that there'll be no food on the fields, there'll be no fish to eat, there'll be no work for the people who make in the factories, make the fishermen's equipment, because They're unnecessary and not needed anymore. And Pasuk Yudalit explains that Hashem says, this is going to come not from Sancheirev, but it's going to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Yudalit, Hashem masach bekir baruch ivim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will mix into Egypt a spirit of insanity. And mix, the Rashi says, as if he's making a mixed drink, which leads to the second personification of the insanity of Mitzrayim. As it says, v'hit'u et Mitzrayim b'chol ma'asehu, and Egypt will go astray in everything that it does, as if it's a drunkard who is going astray within its own vomit. Very vivid image of a broken Egypt that is wallowing in sorrow and drunkardly moving around in confusion. And thus, the mighty Egypt will be able to do nothing right, the Radak says. Pasuk Tesvav says, "V'lo yeb Mitzrayim maise." They won't be successful. There will be no more success for the Egyptians. I show you, I say, "Rosh v'zanav kipava agmon." And these are, that phrase was used in Yeshayahu Perek Tes also, which could describe top to bottom, big or small, anything at all. Or maybe, says Rashi, these are the astrology signs. And their witchcraft and astrology will stop working. And on that day, when Sancheirev destroys Egypt, Bayom Ahu Yeh Mitzrayim Kenashim V'Charad U'Pachad Mipnei Tnufat Yad Hashem Tzvakot Asher Hu Meinif Alav. On that day, Egypt will be terrified, like helpless women, and they will have a great fear from Hashem's waving hand over them, which He uses to destroy them. And again, we've got that image of Hashem's hand over Mitzrayim, just like we saw in Sefer Shmos. But Egypt won't realize that Sancheirev's destruction actually came from Hashem until something massive happens. Until when Sancheirev tries to destroy the people of Yehuda, the tiny, small, little people in Yerushalayim, and he is destroyed himself, only then will they realize that the fact that Sancheirev couldn't destroy Yehuda, but successfully destroyed the mighty power of Egypt, means that their destruction came not from Sancheirev at all, but from Hashem. Because Hashem protected Yehuda and didn't protect them. And that's what Pasuk Yod Zayin says, Vayesad mas Yehuda leMitzrayim lachaga, kol asher yazkirotai lav yifchad. Suddenly, Yehuda will become the source of fear for Egypt. Because when they see Hashem protecting Yehuda, they will realize that their cause of destruction was God, not Sancheirev at all. And as a result, they're going to do teshuva. And Pasuk Yud Ches starts to describe the teshuva of the people of Mitzrayim. The Maharal explains that in all of Judaism, there are two parallel forces in the world. The one is called Chomer, and the other one is called Tzura. Tzura is the function of something, whereas Chomer is the form that is used. And we know that Am Yisrael is the Tzura. Am Yisrael is the function of all of existence. We bring the world to a higher moral purpose, a higher moral mission, as we've been seeing in the book of Yeshayahu already. And there is one specific nation that is called the Chomer. It is the raw material which, if channeled in the right direction, could bring about revelation of God. But if not, it'll bring destruction. And that is Egypt. Egypt is known as the Chomer, and Am Yisrael is the Tzura. That's why there are many nations that were obligated to wipe out. We know no one from Amalek can exist, and we had to kick out the Canaanim. But we know that after four generations, a Mitzri can convert to Judaism. There is hope for Mitzrayim. And here we start to see that hope. Pasuk Yud Ches tells us, "Bayom Ahu, on that day when Hashem saves Yehuda, Yiyu Chamesh Arim Be'eretz Mitzrayim Medabros Sfas Kanaan." When five cities in Egypt will speak the language of Canaan, meaning they'll speak Lashon HaKodesh, our language, v'nishba'ot la'Hashem Tzvakot, and they will swear to God. That Barbara Nell says, why five cities? Because five cities represents the five fingers on a hand. They will become unified once again, unified together to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'yom Ahu, Pasuk Yud Ches tells us, yiyeh mizbeach la'Hashem betoch Eretz Mitzrayim. There will be a mizbeach, an altar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to our Hashem, in the middle of Egypt, which was the center of idol worship. Umatseva etzel gvula laHashem, and they'll make a pillar towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Chaf Aleph tells us it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Yehuda that's going to make the Egyptians do teshuva, but something else. Pasuk Chaf Aleph says, V'noda Hashem leMitzrayim v'yedu Mitzrayim es Hashem b'yom ahu. Hashem will be make himself known to Egypt on that day. V'avdu zevach umincha V'nadru neder la Hashem v'shilemo. They will make vows to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they will give korbanos to him. Why? Because Hashem saved them. The way the Malbim explains it is that when Sanherib went and crippled Egypt and fought against them, he had many Egyptian slaves, which he brought with him when he encamped around Yehuda. And when the Sanherib's army was destroyed by Hashem overnight, Chizkiyahu went out and freed many of the Egyptian slaves and allowed them to return home. In other words, it's not just God's salvation for the Jews, but God's salvation for the Egyptians, which allows them to be aware of Hashem. It's fascinating to contrast this with the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Torah. In Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Torah, the destruction of Egypt helped them to know God, whereas in Yeshayahu, their salvation and their being saved is what helped them to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says so beautifully in Pasuk Chaf Beis, V'nagaf Hashem es Mitzrayim, nagof v'rafo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first afflicted Egypt and then healed Egypt. V'shavu ad Hashem, and they returned to Hashem, v'ne'tar lahem u'rafa'am. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to their tefillahs and healed them. This sounds very Jewish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also saves us despite afflicting us first. And Chazal explained the difference between us and the Egyptians is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us sends the refuah before the Makkah. Hashem sends the salvation in place, built into nature before he punishes us. Whereas Egypt, Hashem only heals them after they do a proper and full teshuvah. Our perek, which talks about the destruction of Egypt, the destruction of its wisdom and its economy and its rivers, and then the salvation of Am Yisrael and the remainders of Egypt, the teshuvah of the Egyptian people, ends with a description of a treaty. This is a very strange treaty between Yisrael, Mitzrayim, and the people of Assyria. B'yom hahu, one day at the end of days, yihyeh Yisrael shlishiya leMitzrayim ulaAshur. There'll be a three-part treaty between Yisrael, Asher, and Mitzrayim, bracha bekerev haaretz, and there will be blessing in the land. Rashi brings an alternative reading for this. It's not talking about future times. It's talking about the time of Chizkiyahu, but it's not talking about a treaty in so much as it's actually saying that Yisrael will be shlishiya. It will count as powerful as the two greatest nations at the time, Mitzrayim and Asher, because when Hashem saves Yehuda, it'll be a sign to the whole of the world that Am Yisrael is one of the most greatly magnified nations and the most prominent nation on earth. And the way the Radak reads it is that Am Yisrael will be so holy and so righteous that they will be able to provide enough bracha for all three nations, for Yisrael, Mitzrayim, and Asher all together. Because we know that it is whatever happens to Am Yisrael that's going to affect the whole world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for Egypt is going to be that through our attachment to Hashem, it will affect Egypt positively and that they too could join with us and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for learning with me today. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema, L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara Shelano, U'Lepitzu'ei Tzahal, Achenu Hayakarim, B'Toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, Nina V'Chaim Shenka.